Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Oh, no, no, no. You can conquer the castle. You can conquer the castle. No.
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what's up to Amy from Stoneham.
Hey, good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Say hello to Chef.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Chef.
Hello.
Hi, Chef.
Amy, can you please kick Carson out of the studio?
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck to you, Amy.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. If you get more right than Carson, we're going to give you $100, which is a great way to start your day. He is now wandering off into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question number one. Tom Hanks says he owns more than 300 vintage typewriters. He loves collecting them and even gives them as gifts to people. In Hanks' movie Forrest Gump, what does he say life is like?
Life is like a box of chocolates. No, yeah. A box of chocolates.
Because you never know what you're going to get. Today is National Tattoo Removal Day. Which former SNL cast member is currently in the process of having 200 tattoos removed from his body?
I do not have any idea on that one.
Okay. Question number three. Taylor Swift went on the New Heights podcast and answered every question we had about the new album for an hour and 40 minutes. What color is Taylor associating with this new album?
Oh, God.
Just breathe, Amy. It's okay.
Purple, I think, maybe? I don't know. I just was listening to that, but you guys do. I missed it.
Question number four. Denzel Washington's advice to his younger self is to pray more. Denzel won an Oscar for his role in this movie, also starring Ethan Hawke, about a veteran police officer who escorts a rookie on his first day with the LAPD's narcotics unit. What's that movie?
No idea.
And question number five. 5 years ago today in 2020, Ted Lasso premiered on Apple TV+. What is the name of the team Ted coached on Ted Lasso?
Oh, no idea. Oh, my God. I got nothing.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson, nothing.
Jason, how many tattoos do you have?
Maybe around 20, I think.
Any that you wish you didn't get?
Yeah, I have a full arm of Beats that I got when I was 19. I wouldn't mind having those taken off.
You and Dwight Schrute. Yeah. Carson, welcome back.
Thank you.
Amy from Stoneham, yes. She got 1 out of 5 correct.
Okay.
Suits.
Yes, that is what we call the suits around here, Chef.
Question number one, Carson.
Yes.
Tom Hanks says he owns more than 300 vintage typewriters. He loves collecting them and gives them as gifts.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
In Hank's movie Forrest Gump, what does he say life is like?
A box of chocolates.
That is correct. 1-1. Today is National Tattoo Removal Day. Which former SNL cast member is currently in the process of having 200 tattoos removed from his
body? Oh, Pete Davidson.
That is correct. 2-1. 200 bad decisions. That's tough.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
Question three.
That hurts.
Taylor Swift went on the New Heights podcast and answered every question we had about the new album for an hour and 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
What color is Taylor associating with this new album?
Oh, that is orange, Dan.
That
it's like
correct.
A glittery orange.
The number one
orange.
Swiftie.
Yes, it's a glittery orange.
3-1. Question number four. Denzel Washington's advice to his younger self is to pray more. Denzel won an Oscar for his role in this movie, also starring Ethan Hawke, about a veteran officer who escorts a rookie on his first day with the LAPD's narcotics unit. Mm. What's the name of that
Training
movie?
Training Day.
King Kong ain't got on me! 4-1. What a great movie.
I'm going to have to watch that this weekend. It's been a while since I've seen that one.
4-1. Question number five. 5 years ago today in 2020, Ted Lasso premiered on Apple TV+.
Okay.
What is the name of the team Ted coached on the show?
What is the name of the team from Ted Lasso?
I asked you first.
I know. I got Wrexham stuck in my head, which I know is not, because that's the last. I'm not going to remember. So something Wolves, maybe?
AFC Richmond.
AFC Richmond. Okay.
But you still get the win, 4-1.
Yeah, those were hard.
A good showing.
Yeah.
Amy, we appreciate you calling in and hanging out with us, even if we can't give you Sal's money.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Is there anything you want to say to Carson? Oh, she's already ready.
Yeah, I'm Amy from Stoneham, and I cannot keep her time for passing.
Yes, something like that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Let's do it.
No. You can conquer Carson. You can conquer Carson. No.
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. There's a lot to love about a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Everybody say what's up to Katie from Cambridge.
Hey, Katie. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. How are you?
Living the dream, as Kennedy says. Living the dream.
We just had breakfast. We're doing great.
Poopa larvae.
Katie, can you kick Carson out of the studio, please?
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Katie.
He's happy to leave the studio with the smell.
It smells like death in here. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson. We're going to give you $100. He is now sequestered in that soundproof booth. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question one. Taylor Swift's appearance on the Kelce Brothers podcast yesterday broke the internet. She even confirmed a feature on her album with this espresso singer. Name her.
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
All right, question number two. The first trailer for a 2-part Charlie Sheen documentary is out. It premieres September 10th on Netflix. Charlie Sheen was kicked off of which TV show while he was the highest paid actor on television?
Oh. Is it 2 and a Half Men?
Question number three. The Backstreet Boys extended their residency at the Las Vegas Sphere. Which Backstreet Boys song starts with these lyrics?
You are my fire, the one desire.
I want it that way.
Question number four. A list of famous men who are taller than you'd expect includes Jacob Elordi at 6'5", Ben Affleck at 6'4". Excuse me. Everything is repeating on me. Octopus head. And Hozier at 6'6". Hozier's first and only number one song came last year. What is that song called?
Oh my gosh, I'm going blank. No, I like music though.
What'd you say? You're breaking up.
Oh, sorry. I don't know.
All right, question number five. Joseph Marcel turned 77 today. He played the Banks family butler on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. What was his name on that show?
Jeffrey.
All right, and let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson.
Here he comes. He's beauty and grace.
God, it stinks in here.
Yeah, when you leave and come back, it really... Welcome back, Carson.
Thank you. How did Katie do?
Katie from Cambridge got 3 out of 5 correct.
Nice job, Katie.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Taylor Swift's appearance on the Kelce Brothers podcast yesterday broke the internet.
Mm-hmm.
She even confirmed a feature on her album with this espresso singer. Can you name her?
Yeah, Sabrina Carpenter.
That is correct. 1-0. The first trailer for a 2-part Charlie Sheen documentary is out. It premieres September 10th on Netflix. Charlie was kicked off of which TV show while he was the highest paid actor in the world on television?
2.5 Men.
Yes, because he was a bitchin' rock star from Mars. The Tiger Blood. 2-1.
Winning.
Question number 3. The Backstreet Boys extended their residency at the Las Vegas Sphere. Which Backstreet Boys song starts with these lyrics?
You are my fire, the one desire.
I want it that way, Dan.
You do want it that way. 3-2.
Do you remember my... I don't know if... I said this on the air a while back. My friend lives in Vegas, and when Backstreet Boys announced their Sphere residency, he's like, nobody's going to go to that show. And I was like, you're a moron.
Yeah.
You will not be able to get a ticket for the next 6 months. And if they wanted to play there for 2 years, they could.
Yeah.
They he's would. Like, you are so wrong about this. Yeah, right.
Idiot. Question number 4. A list of famous men who are taller than you'd expect includes Jacob Elordi at 6'5", mm-hmm. Ben Affleck at 6'4", and Hozier at 6'6".
He is.
Tall drink of water.
You don't meet many artists that are taller than me, and I met Hozier, and I was like, oh, okay, because I'm 6'3". And I was like, you're a big dude.
Hozier's first and only number one song came last year. What is it called?
Too Sweet. Is that really Take Me to Church didn't go to number one?
I think
one?
It peaked at like 2.
Oh, okay.
4-2. Question number 5. Joseph Marcel turned 77 today. He played the Banks family butler on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh.
What was his name?
Oh. Ooh.
He was sassy.
Was it Jeeves? Jeeves?
No. Yo, Jeffrey!
Jeffrey! Okay. Ask Jeeves. That was a website.
It sure was.
Remember that? Yes.
Buddy.
Sorry, I'm an idiot.
Just watching your brain work.
My brain cannot function right now with the smell in my mouth hole.
It functioned well enough. 4-3, you get the dub.
Yes.
Katie, we cannot give you $100, but now you do have a cool prize.
Yeah, you didn't win the money, but you did win yourself a $100 Stop and Shop gift card. Committed to helping shoppers save, that's why they reduce prices on thousands of products across the store. So enjoy that $100 gift card for Stop and Shop, okay?
Go get yourself some fish paste. Katie, what do you want to say to Carson?
I'm Katie from Cambridge.
Of course, we cut out.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Oh, no, no, no. You can conquer Carson. You can conquer Carson. No.
Can't Be Kennedy, sponsored by Subaru. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. If you want, I would. Say what's up to Jen from Pembroke, guys.
Hey, Jen.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing good. I understand you just dropped off all the kids at basketball camp.
Hoopas.
Yes, and I need to do my dogs next.
Are they going to basketball camp too?
Airbutt?
It's amazing. You should see the shots they can make.
Jen, can you kick
They're
Carson?
Going to Doggy Jake They're going to doggy daycare, but I'm driving around in circles right now, so they don't mind.
Okay, well, let's hurry up and do it.
Jen, can you kick Carson out of the
All
studio?
Right. Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck,
Jen. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson today, you're going to win $100. He is now
walking
over to that soundproof booth. Let's do it. Question number one. James Gunn says Margot Robbie's future as Harley Quinn will be revealed down the line. Who is Harley Quinn known for dating in the DC universe?
I have no idea, but DC universe, I'm going to go, the Joker?
Question number two. Jelly Roll's wife, Bunny XO, opened up about how tough in vitro fertilization, that's hard to say, can be on her podcast. Jelly Roll just finished up a tour opening for which other artist?
Post Malone.
Question number three. The get out of jail free card from Monopoly was actually based on a real thing. In England in 1567, there was a lottery to raise money for the Navy, and the winner got a real get out of jail free card. How much money do you get for passing go in Monopoly?
$200.
Lindsay Lohan just got her first lead role in a TV series. She's starring in a Hulu show called Count My Lies alongside Shailene Woodley. Lohan has a movie currently in theaters. What is it?
It's a Freaky Friday spinoff, I think.
We need an answer here.
Freakier Friday?
Mm-hmm. And question number five. Elton John says he owns 15,000 pairs of sunglasses, many of which are custom made, and it's so big he has entire rooms dedicated to storing them. What was the name of Elton John's farewell tour that is the third highest grossing tour of all time?
I don't know.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio, please.
Carson.
So, 3 kids all going to the same basketball camp, huh?
That is correct.
Which one's your favorite?
Funny.
Eat the bug.
Welcome back, Carson.
Thank you.
I see what you did there.
Jen from Pembroke, very good at pop culture trivia.
Yes.
She got 4 out of 5 correct.
Oh, wow. Great job. Nice.
Coming for your neck.
Okay.
Question number one, Carson.
Yes.
James Gunn says Margot Robbie's future as Harley Quinn will be revealed down the line. Who is Harley Quinn known for dating in the DC universe?
That would be Joker.
1-1. Question number two.
What's his real name, Dan?
The Joker's real name?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Isn't it like Orville?
Redenbacher?
Heck, something?
Pig's Great Popcorn.
Can't remember now.
Question number two. Jelly Roll's wife, Bunny XO, opened up about how tough in vitro fertilization can be on her podcast.
Okay.
Jelly Roll just finished up a tour opening for which artist?
Post Malone.
That is correct. 2-2. The get out of jail free card for Monopoly was actually a real thing. In England in 1567, there was a lottery to raise money for the Navy, and the winner got a get out of jail free card.
We all need that in life.
Yeah, I'll take one.
How much money do you get for passing go in Monopoly?
$200.
That is correct. 3-3. Lindsay Lohan just got her first lead role in a TV series ever.
Cool.
She's starring in a Hulu show called Count My Lies alongside Shailene Woodley.
Yeah.
Lohan has a movie currently in theaters. What is it?
Lindsay Lohan has a movie in theaters right now?
Mm-hmm. My girlfriend went and saw it yesterday.
The Naked Gun. I don't know.
Freakier Friday.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
4-3.
Uh-oh.
Going into question number 5.
Uh-oh.
Which Jen from Pembroke got correct, if you're keeping score at home.
Okay. No, which one did she get wrong then?
No, she got it wrong.
I was like, no, I didn't.
Yeah, okay. I was going
to
say.
But you need this one right to win.
Yeah, I got what you're saying.
Yeah. Elton John.
Yes.
Says he owns 15,000 pairs of sunglasses, many of which are custom made, and it's the collection is so big he has entire rooms dedicated just for storing them.
That is so cool.
What was the name of Elton John's farewell tour that is the third highest grossing tour of all time?
That is the Goodbye Yellow Brick Road Tour, I believe. Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Farewell.
You give
Yellow
me two
Brick.
Answers, you're gonna lock one in.
Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour, I believe.
So close.
I had to think about it for a second.
Wow.
Because I remember I wanted to buy tickets to go to it.
Yeah.
It's such a good show, I imagine.
Buzzer beater.
Oh, wait, we did go. Now that I think about it, we went. Didn't we go? Well, yeah. Len and I. Was
I don't
it
know,
at Gillette?
Man. Yes.
Yeah. Len and I went.
It sounds like it was memorable.
Yeah.
I just remember
he had his sunglasses on. He couldn't see.
Well, he sat at the piano the entire time except for about 10 minutes, and he stood up and he did it in that little Elton John. He could barely walk. He's like, "Thank you, thank you," and then he went and sat back at the piano. Anyway.
Anyways, 4-4.
Yep.
Tie goes to the runner.
Wow, that was really good, Jen. That was really, really good.
Pulled it out at the last second.
Arthur Fleck. Arthur Fleck, that is the Joker's real name.
Thank you, text line.
Thank you to the 774 for that.
Jen, we really appreciate you calling in and hanging out with us and putting up with our shenanigans.
Mm.
Thank you so much.
What would you like to say to Carson before we get out of here?
My name is Jen from Pembroke, and I can't conquer Carson.
Nice.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.